Joining us live from the State Fair of Texas is Big Tex. Good morning.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
All right.
Oh, Big Tex is happy to tell your muser audience that the State Fair is officially open. So if you're Hispanic, come on out here. If you're black, white, Asian, Chinese, even Puerto Rican or Wiccan, come on out here and see Big Tex at the State Fair of Texas.
Okay. Everybody's invited.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only if you're non-gun-toting.
That's right.
That's the only restriction we have here at the State Fair of Texas. So leave the gun at home and come out and see a life-size buffalo made out of butter. And don't forget the car show and the petting zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can watch a creepy goat dispense a bucket load of goobers out of his ass while gnawing on an old ball cap someone dropped. Kids love the petting zoo.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Just remember to use Hannah's sanitizer afterwards so you won't be sitting on a toilet for the next 2 weeks. Before your blood goes septic, kids.
Oh, my gosh, Big Tex.
It's a good warning.
Well, you got good weather, and we're underway. This is a great time of year, Big Tex.
That's right, Jub-Jub. Oh, Big Tex is here to remind you that we're the greatest state in the country.
That's right.
When it comes to ranking in the 50th percentile in most quality of life categories.
They don't need to add that.
Don't forget the celebs showing up at the fair-ish year. Like Donovan's mom.
Yeah.
The half-man who's dressed like he's in a barbershop quartet. And Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson will be out here talking trash to his sworn enemy, TCU, for some reason.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
As you musers know, old Big Tex is born again.
You
not,
are?
Not religiously. I'm still identify as atheist, but...
Oh, gosh.
The first time I lived was from 1949 to 2012.
Oh, yeah, when you went up in flames.
2012 was the year I set myself on fire to protest the Chinese occupation of Hong Kong.
Is that why?
You set yourself on fire.
Plus, Miss Big Tex left me that year for the Trail Spreewell, so kind of a confluence. But just as I was being welcomed to the pearly gates by Mother Teresa and Jimi Hendrix, I was yanked out of that plush womb of eternal peace and thrust into an animatronic skeleton being built in a fair park warehouse. So, the living hell continues, kids, here at the State Fair of Texas.
Oh, we hate to hear that you don't like it.
Yeah, we thought you liked your game.
Hold on, I've got to make an announcement. Howdy, folks, and welcome to the State Fair of Texas. Don't forget to choke down a turkey leg in 20 minutes that could feed an entire Vietnamese village for 2 months. Enjoy the food, folks. All right, I'm back. Sorry, musers.
That's okay. You got to make your announcements.
Oh, hold on. More people walking by. After that, head on over to the Midway, where a nervous carny will lead you through an impossible game before returning back to picking his scabs and texting his parole officer.
Okay, come on.
God.
All right, I'm back, folks.
those are the announcements you're making?
Yeah.
Just a reminder, this will probably be the last time I'll talk to you, musers.
Oh, no. Well, why is that?
If Kamala wins, we won't have a state fair anymore.
Okay, that's not true.
We won't even have a country anymore.
That is not true.
Of course, I said the same thing about Biden, Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, Nixon, and JFK. Speaking of, whatever happened to JFK? He was supposed to come visit me one November, and he never showed up.
You know what happened.
Ah, okay, yes, that's right. Probably got together with Marilyn that night. Go JFK.
Okay.
Go JFK.
Am I going to see my favorite musers out here this state fair of Texas?
You bet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm tired of your lies. No funeral for Big Tex.
Oh, no.
At the state fair of Texas.
There he goes.
Sounds pretty beaten. We're not even a weekend.